This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Hannah Miller. Now, Black Friday may be a great day to score those deals in stores or even online, but it's also a good time if you've been thinking about signing up for a video streaming service thanks to some special deals. Now, Hannah, you've been looking into those discounts. Let's go over a few of them.
Yes, hi. Thank you for having me. So a lot of the major streaming services are offering steep discounts for Black Friday. So we've got Disney and Hulu, Paramount, Peacock. They've all got great deals they can sign up for, and also Warner Brothers Discovery's Max service, too.
Now, I feel kind of jaded here because I'm already a member with all of these streaming services. Can I go ahead and cancel and go ahead and get this new holiday deal, or am I stuck?
So it actually really depends on the service. I tried doing this with Peacock, and because I had canceled too recently, I actually was not able to sign up for the new deal. So you have to kind of be strategic about it with a lot of these services. But yeah, with these deals, though, a lot of them are short term. They last for anywhere from 2 months to 6 months to even a full year. And so you can sign up and drop the service within that time unless you do an annual plan.
So what's the deal? Why are they offering these services right now and they're at lower rates? Is there something going on? Like, do we know with the movies coming up for the holiday season, we've got the Super Bowl coming up next year. What's the benefit here?
Yeah, well, it's streaming season. You know, the colder months are settling in and people want to stay at home. They want to watch TV. They want to watch sports. So this is the time that they want to draw in new customers. There are new movies coming out, new shows. So this is a prime time to offer these deals and get people on board.
What do you think the best deals are out there? Would people be more interested in heading over towards Max, or is it really just whatever you feel like? I mean, there's just so many options.
Yeah, I mean, Max is a pretty good deal because it's a 70% discount. But I would say the Disney Hulu package is actually a really good option because it offers the deal for the full year. The Max service is only for 6 months with this lower price. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is, you know, that you want to be strategic. You want to see, like, what new shows are coming out, what you want to jump on board with. That can help you make the decision for which one to choose.
And that was my next question. Now, are these streaming giants actually helping us to make it easier for us? I mean, if you're a fan of Max at this moment, you've got The Penguin on right now. You've got new TV shows like Dune. And then, obviously, you have Disney always promoting their Marvel and their Disney product. Are they letting us know what there is going to be on the way over the next few months?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen all these big legacy media giants really double down on their streaming services in the past few months. You know, they're saying they want new customers. They're pushing shows that are only on their streaming platforms. They want to draw people in. We've seen companies like Comcast, you know, they're actually spinning off a lot of their traditional cable channels in order to focus on NBC's Peacock service.
Well, it seems like there's definitely many options for all of us. That right there was Bloomberg's Hannah Miller. She joins us today here on your Bloomberg Daily Tech and Business Report.